All right, let's go to the celebrity phone because it's actually blinking a bunch of different colors today. Hello, you're on the air. Hi. Who is this?
Hi, Jimmy. It's Kathy Lee and Hoda from New York.
Okay. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great. We don't really want to talk to Jeremy, though. We don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but aren't interested in you.
Okay.
But we really would love to invite Ernie. We hear he's the greatest party animal in the world. We heard it was his birthday, and we thought it would be fun to have him come and help us celebrate with our dogs, Bambino and Blake, on the 65th.
He's sleeping right now, but he probably heard you. He probably woke up when he heard you just now, so we'll send our love. So wait a second, 65th, I thought, of the Today Show, Kathy Lee, I thought that it was a high school reunion, no?
Who can remember high school? We blacked out through high school. Hoda was very busy with the football team.
Hey!
But 65 years of the Today Show, now let me think about this. I was born 30 years into its run. You too, right, Hoda?
Exactly. I was born 30 years into its run, plus 20 years.
Okay.
I'm just glad something's older than I am. Yeah.
So obviously you ladies like to party and have a good time. So what makes a good party, though? Is it the food? Is it the drinks? Kathy Lee, I feel this is a chance for you to hawk some wine products. What makes a good party?
I've never do such a thing.
No? Okay.
As, you know, encourage people to taste the greatest wine that's ever been made at an affordable price called Gift. Unseemly.
No.
It would be terrible for her to explain that it comes in a Pinot and a red blend
and a Chardonnay and a rosé and
much. We don't
and coming
that.
Out with a white blend.
Yeah, and
you know,
G-I-F-F-B.
Yeah, it's got two F's.
Yeah, but we wouldn't do that because it's not savory.
Or classy, which we at all times endeavor to be.
Burp.
Always. Okay, so what makes a good party? Is it the food, the music, the drinks? What do you look forward to? Oh my.
If only I could cook, it would be a trifecta. What about Thanksgiving? That's the only day I cook the entire year. Is that it, Jeremy?
I think, yeah.
Do you have more questions, sweetie?
I think we're out of time. No, but let's get serious, though. 65 years on TV, the Today Show, that's a really long time. Lots of things have happened in the world, right? We have everything from Olympics and royal weddings and babies, you know, sadly, terrorist attacks, and I guess, sadly, presidential elections. But the Today Show, been there for all of it, right?
Somehow it survived, yes, everything.
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes the show work is that whatever you're going through, if you turn on the show, you sort of see familiar faces kind of guiding you through it. And I think that's what you look for, because you can get news a million places.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to feel kind of comforted. Yeah.
Not that Al Roker makes anybody comfortable, let's be honest.
Al is crazy.
Or, you know, we're all a little crazy. You got to be a little crazy to keep these hours and put up with, you know, some days you're interviewing Glenn Close 1 minute and the next thing you're in a hot tub with a camel. You know, it defies description at times.
Those are just...
Not a camel.
Did you say camel or did you say camel toe?
Wow.
I apologize for Hoda.
Wow.
She used to be Dateline Hoda. Now she's Happy Hour Hoda. Oh. And boy, what a change.
I was going to say, we just keep hearing more about your parties that you guys have. Talk about the two of you working together, because as you say, it's always a good time. Crazy is the word you used. And you start out the hour, there's big glasses of water on the desk. Whose idea was that?
That wasn't ours. That happened early when I came to the show, because Chelsea Handler was on, and she just had a book come out called Hello Chelsea.
Vodka.
No, Hello Vodka.
Hello Vodka, yeah.
It's me, Chelsea. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And our producers thought it would be funny to have, like, all these vodka cocktails prepared for her. We did the segment. It went well. It was great. We forgot all about it till the next week. Was it Brooke Shields shows up the next week and says, "Where's my cocktail?" And then people like, Joel McHale came with his own bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah.
And it just took on a life of its own. Like, we were the party, we were the happy hour of the Today Show.
Jerry went from being a stagehand to being a bartender.
Yeah, the producers started saying, "Well, put a glass of wine up there." And nobody said anything. We were kind of surprised.
Our management wasn't wasn't watching our show. Thank God. For probably 2 years.
The good news is they still aren't. They're bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
Well, now you do get to do a lot of fun things, meet a lot of people. What's been a moment that stands out in your mind? Hoda, I'm guessing oiling up an Olympian.
Oh my gosh, I was never going to hear the end of that.
She's oiled up a whole lot of
people. Oh, yeah, okay, who wasn't going to oil him up? He needed a little more. And yeah, and then all of a sudden we realized it went down a great road. I guess that does rank up there. I got equal laughs and equal complaints on that one.
We do get our fair share of both.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. The price you pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, one of the big...
the entire fleet when, you know, during the fleet week.
Now, you know what? Jeremy, stop listening. Okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's talk about that, though, because nowadays, viral videos, the big thing, you know, during your New Year's Eve party on NBC, something else I'm not invited to, I should point out, you talk about viral videos, and a biggie is news bloopers, so we've all had our embarrassing on-air moments. Have to know what each of yours is.
Mine always involves, say, asking a guest, how is their so-and-so, their loved one, their mother, or their friend, or their brother, or somebody that I haven't seen in years. And the person looks at me and goes, they're dead. And
yeah.
the worst feeling, because you're trying to be kind and gracious. You only ask something like that out of sincere interest, you know.
Right.
And then you realize it, and you just kind of go, so I've stopped asking. I feel so badly now.
Yes, well, we can't ask about people's mothers and fathers.
No.
You never know.
No, because...
And I think also, we just have something every day. I think what happens is, we don't know, because today we're going to have one that will top yesterday's.
That's
and
right.
It just happens every day, and then after a while, they stop standing out. Because there are so many, Jeremy.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Because it's commonplace.
Yes.
Well, you know what happened to me? We were covering the America's Got Talent finale. It was in Los Angeles a few years ago, and I was talking with the winner, and he was there with a woman, and I kept talking about, you know, and your family support, you know, we're seeing them in the audience. What's going through your mind as the camera is showing you, and then them, and then you, and then your mom? And then I gestured to the woman, and she said, well, actually, I'm his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
You win. That's awful. Not good. Some joy.
Essentially what I did was I just said, you know, your loved ones. Like, I didn't point to her, but I just sort of motioned in that direction, because as I was gesturing, I said, you know, to you, meaning to him, and then her standing beside him. So I kind of covered, but yeah, it was a bit awkward.
You know what? You remember it, but I bet she's long gone forgotten it.
Oh, probably.
Unless it happens every day, and in that case, you know, there are things you can do. You know?
Well, exactly.
A veritable plethora of things you can do these days.
That's right. And you guys did a Benny and the Jets video, which looked like a whole lot of fun.
And that was all Matt's idea.
Yeah. He wanted to do it. He picked the song, and we went. And then we kind of, when we got there, you never know how these things are going to go. It ended up being a blast.
It was
one of those things that you walk in thinking, you know, you're not sure how it's going to go. But once everyone got in the costume, you started feeling like you were from that era, didn't you?
I would have liked having long, dark hair. You had to be like Rita Coolidge.
I've never had long hair before. My hair grows out. And when I say out, I mean out.
Sideways. Oh, there's that laughter again. This is great. Going great, Hoda. Hey, you know what, Jeremy? We got a show to do, hon.
I know.
America.
Well, I know, and it's been great chatting with you ladies. Thank you so much. You can catch Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb in the final hour of the Today Show, weekdays on NBC. They do save the best for last, don't they?
Yeah, thank you. And we'll expect Ernie to come see us next week. Good boy.
All right, thanks, ladies.
Bye.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.